The bag of 1,400 needles came from Liz Kastner of Fish Creek. Her daughter has diabetes and uses 4 a day to inject insulin. Kastner gave the needles to the governor's staff last week in Green Bay, along with a note to John Gard, urging him not to support a bill limiting stem cell research because it could lead to a cure for diabetes. Gard spokesperson Bob Delaporte says it was irresponsible of the governor to agree to send medical waste to the speaker.
You know, medical waste is something that people get paid big money to dispose of properly. I think we've seen after 9/11 and the anthrax scares that there are some things that aren't political speech, there are some things that are. This clearly is something that puts people at risk, and that is outrageous for even this governor, and shows really his lack of common sense.
Gard's office eventually called the Capitol Police to dispose of the needles, but an aide to Governor Doyle, Dan Leistikow, says they did not pose a serious risk.
These weren't from a drug addict. These were from a 12-year-old girl who has juvenile diabetes and who has to give herself injections every day. And this family wanted the speaker to know what that's like. And instead of listening to her and her family about their concerns on stem cell research, they decided to call the cops.
Representative Gard says the dispute has not changed his views on a bill banning human cloning that he still supports. He says it has nothing to do with stem cells and will not limit research on potential cures for diabetes. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.